This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. Why beat around the bush? Yesterday, at the end of a meeting, I said a colossally stupid thing. Here's how it went down. The bare bones, anyway. I'm not terribly interested in giving what journalists call the complete tick-tock of events. I'm still a little embarrassed about it all. And for reasons that only a highly trained clinical psychologist could explain, I think that by sharing my stinging shame with thousands of listeners, that'll somehow make it better. So I'm in a meeting with a TV network about a script that they like that I'm actively involved in, and they're really interested in producing the script, and I'm really interested in making that happen because, well, in the first place, I love the script and think it'll make a terrific show, and in the second place, because I like this network a lot, and I'm a huge fan of what they're doing with their shows. In other words, from the moment we all sit down together to make small talk and sip from our little water bottles, it's a positive creative meeting. Where we want to go with the series is where they want to go with the series. Their concerns about casting are our concerns about casting. I mean, it's about as collaborative and fun as a meeting can be. I mean, by 30 minutes in, we're all exhausted from loving each other so much. And that's the time to quickly get up and leave. Because if you let a terrific meeting go on even 1 second longer than it should, someone is going to say something stupid, and that someone was me. As we're all wrapping it up, I refer to a show on their network that I particularly love, and I lavish it with a compliment. Silence. The room turns thick with awkwardness. And then someone says, "We like that show too, but it's not on our network." Now, the right thing to do there is laugh and apologize profusely, but that's not what I did. Because for the life of me, and I would have bet $1 million on this, I could have sworn that the show was on their network. And my brain sort of froze up because what I wanted to say was, "I think you're mistaken. I think the show is on your network." But see, another part of my brain was shouting, "Stop talking. Stop talking. They know which shows are on their network. That's the minimum requirement for working there." So the question is, what happened? How could I have made that mistake? To which there are two basic answers. One, I'm an idiot. I often speak without fully vetting the words. And two, and these are not mutually exclusive answers, of course, I'm experiencing that particular show as a fan, not as a TV insider. Fans don't know or really care what channel a show is on. Fans, especially these days, watch television from their DVR playlist or from iTunes downloads or via Netflix or Hulu. Fans, at least this one, can't keep track of the network that airs a certain show because, as that phrase suggests, TV has changed radically since shows were aired or broadcast or scheduled on a night of the week. So, yes, I said a stupid and embarrassing thing, but in a way, it was kind of a compliment. I mean, I associate my favorite shows with that network, and it's also kind of a sign of the new TV industry in which individual shows have more prominence and power than the network that they appear on. At least that's what I'm telling myself when I think about that moment and wince, which, by the way, sharing the story with thousands of people has not abated. And that's it for this week. Next week, we test a theory. For KCRW, this is Rob Long.